Okay. The Ramban says a very powerful thing. He says like this. He says, you know, Hashem is all powerful. All powerful. And He can create things, yesh miyesh. He can create things, something out of something. And He can also create things, yesh miayin, something out of nothing. But for some reason, He created this world that we have, yesh miyesh. He created what we call a hilula, whatever that means, some mass. And from that mass, He created the world. That's what the Ramban writes. And there's a very beautiful Sefer on Chumash, one of the Gedolei Achronim, all the Rishonim, the Gedolei Achronim, the Nesor, they're all great. But the Chleichem says, why did Hashem create it this way, like the Ramban says? Let Him create it. The Chleichem, they ask us on the Ramban, why did He create it in a manner that there be a mass, and from the mass create the world? Just created straight, from nothing. So it's a very powerful thing, he says. He says, Hashem wanted to convey to us, there's no one in the world that can create something yesh miayin. You could be the greatest magician you want. No one could create yesh miayin. Only we can create yesh miyesh. Hashem wanted to be a model for us that we should be creative. And He dafka created the world that we should be b'halachta b'drachav. We should follow Him. Just like He's creative in the mode of yesh miyesh, we can do that as well. Obviously not to the degree He can. But Hashem wanted to tell us, I want you to be creative. What does that mean to be creative? Creative can mean to go over a small segment of Gemara, know the Rashi, know the Tosfos. Can mean to write your own Kasha down, write a Teretz, make an Afkamina. You could be creative in Chesed. You could be creative in many different ways. But it's also under the rubric of the Shulchan Aruch. And it must be under that category. And in order to do that, to be creative, you have to be in a matzav of simcha, matzav of happiness. And it could be that the reason why Cain, he killed Hevel, is because Cain and Hevel were supposed to be a partnership, like Yisachar and Zvulun. And we find that Cain was supposed to be the learned one, and Hevel was supposed to support him. But Cain didn't want to do that, and it became disastrous. And Cain was unhappy and ended up killing Hevel. The Gemara writes in Chagigah that there are people that Hashem cries for. One of the people that Hashem cries for are people that can learn and they don't. And one is for the people that are learning, but they could be doing something else. Why would Hashem cry for those? Because those guys, maybe, if they went into Rabbanus or they went into Chinuch and they're not happy, Hashem cries for them. And those people that went into business and could have gone into Chinuch and Rabbanus and didn't, Hashem cries for them. But the common thread is Hashem wants you to be happy in whatever you do in your career. That's what I always recommend. Do different majors. I recommend you should always go into Chinuch or Rabbanus. But you got to be happy. If you're not going to be happy, that you don't have a lot of money, then maybe I recommend not. Right? Because Chinuch or Rabbanus, you don't make millions of dollars. If that's going to make you not happy, then don't do it. You must be happy, the Chovas Levavos says. It caused disaster. It caused a murder because he was so unhappy. But it also came from the fact that Cain did not offer the best stuff. Only Hevel did. Because Cain was unhappy. And because he was unhappy, he did not offer the best korbanos to Hashem. Hevel was happy. And Hevel brought the best. And every type of Avodas HaKodesh you want to do, you always want to strive to do the best. And not just Avodas HaKodesh, any career that you want to do. You want to make sure that what you're going to try to strive to do the best. In order to do that, you got to be in an environment where you're going to be happy. Otherwise, we would not have had a situation of murder like this. And that's why Hashem wants you to be creative, because creative makes you what? Happy. I have a fellow in the shul that told me he was as an attorney, very unhappy with the work he's doing. Now he got new work. I could tell something was going on. He looked happier. I said, how's the work going? He said they shifted his his topic of work. It's like a new person. So it's very critical that you have to make the decision. But you have to make sure that you are creative and in the element of the Torah, even in the realm of the Torah. Yud always tells me he has to be kashas in the afternoon, in Seder, in the Koil. If you have a kasha, write it down if you remember the Gemara. He always asks me kashas in the afternoon. And write down terutzim. That's this notion of being creative in a very, very strong way. Hashem created the world like this to convey this message. So I want to just close with this. You know, we all have to try to make our own personal siyagim. And siyagim are sometimes good and sometimes they're bad. Misal Shasharim says everyone should make their own siyagim. Whatever it is. If you know a guy you speak, you have lunch with, you always speak Lashon Hara, so try to get out of, I'm not trying to say alienate him, but try to get out of having lunch with him. You always have to make personal shiogim, but sometimes the shiogim are not good, because if you fail with those shiogim, you end up failing the whole thing. And that's what happened with Chava. Chava put a shiog of not touching. She was only told by Hashem not to eat it. And the snake pushes her against it and says, you touched it, no problem. Then she goes ahead and eats it. It's a very big Musar Haskel, that is. You have to be creative, but you got to be smart in your creativity. Don't make siyagim that are impossible for yourself. You fail on that siyag, you might end up doing the thing that's usher. So you got to be creative, and creative like Hashem was creative. In the matter of being smart, smart about it. That's why he created the world out of a mass. He could have done it any way he wanted. He could have done it Yishmiyai. But he wanted us to be creative and creative in a smart way. Not the way Chava did it. Kol HaMosif can be Goreya sometimes. But Vasu Shmiris from Artib, sometimes Shiyagim are good. And at the same time, the notion of when you're engaged in something, you do the best. Because when you do the best work you can do, you're going to create something. Look how Hevel created. He was so happy. Cain was so unhappy, he ends up killing his brother. He doesn't offer the best stuff. So you always got to be able to do that. And you can do that in learning. No doubt you can create it and it's going to be good. And this is the time period. I'm telling you. I know sometimes it's hard, the 3 hours. But I'm telling you, you'll look back later. And when you're getting into it, time goes quickly. If it starts 9, it's already 11:30. So you work at it to the best of your ability. And you look at the time as being precious and the source that you have. And creativity doesn't have to be a chiddush mind. Just knowing the Chazon Ish, to say, just knowing the Gemara, knowing the Rashi, knowing the Tosfos, knowing we didn't share, that itself is creativity. That itself is a chiddush. Ein tachas tachas Hashemesh. The smartphones, the cell phones, there's nothing new under the sun. Except for Torah. Torah is l'mala min Hashemesh. And Bez Hashem, we should all be creators like Hashem was for the rest of our lives. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Let's daven mincha. And please remember, Mashiva Ruach.